that we are so privileged today to have Hannah Malone with us. And this is a young woman that is dedicated to the Lord and exemplifies it in everything that she does. And she serves, I think you know this, her home, she calls it her home, in Mozambique, Nampula, Mozambique, and serves there with Grace Missions and some other things. But she is Dr. Charles Woodrow's really right-hand person, and we're so thankful that she's doing that, and we're privileged again to have her with us this morning. I'm not going to spend any time. I'm going to let her introduce herself. There will be an opportunity for questions, I think, at the end. So if you've got some questions, you can hold those until she gets through, and I'm sure she'll be glad to answer them. I'm going to pray, and then Hannah is going to come up here. Father, we're so thankful, oh Lord, that we can gather in your name. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your people that have been moved by your spirit through your word to know you. Father, we're thankful that we have Hannah with us today. We ask you, Father, to bless her and that we might be blessed through her. And Father, that this time would be honoring and glorifying to you. We are privileged, Lord, that you are always with us, and we ask you to guide and direct and protect us from the evil one and use us all for your glory, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Please come, Hannah.
Good morning. My name is Hannah Malone, and I bring you greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus. Is this better? Okay. All right. We good here? All right. So I'm Hannah Malone, and I bring you greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ from His church in Mozambique. This country of 30 million on the southeast coast of Africa, opposite Madagascar, experienced 500 years of Portuguese colonialism, followed by 15 years of Marxism and civil war, before the parties agreed in 1992 to share power in a democratic government. Despite rapid growth since then, its economy and development remain among the lowest in the world. The national language is Portuguese, and the local tribal language in our northern province of Nampula is Makua, which, with 4 million speakers, is the largest of the 17 ethnic groups in the country. As to religion, 30% is Catholic, 30% Protestant or Evangelical, and 10% in fringe sects like the Mormons, for a total of 70% of Mozambicans who profess Christianity. 20% is Muslim, and 10% professes no religion. But in reality, nearly all are still steeped in the pagan practices of their ancestors' traditional spiritism. Missionary Dr. Charles Woodrow, whom I think many of you know, arrived in the country with his family under communism in 1990 as the lone surgeon to run a government hospital. After 8 years of God's blessing on that work, the opportunity ended. But, having experienced remarkable success in medical evangelism, his organization, Grace Missions, then began the long process of buying and developing land, then constructing and outfitting, with its auxiliary buildings, a private evangelistic surgical charity hospital. During those two decades, a fruitful literature ministry developed into Grace Mission's current library, bookshop, and pastors' reading circles. Its annual pastors' conference attracts hundreds of Christian leaders and their wives from all 10 provinces. God has used these and other outreaches in shaping the theological understanding of church leadership in a land where seminary training is practically non-existent, and ministers, often barely literate, must work full-time secular jobs in order to support their families. I've known Dr. Charles for my whole life. There we are together. And I have eagerly followed his ministry. Shortly after my conversion to Christ in 2012, I felt a call to join his work at Grace Missions in Nampula, Mozambique. And in January 2018, my church, Emmanuel Presbyterian of Cedar Park, sent me to do just that for the rest of my life. A ministry with so many people, possessions, and projects requires a great deal of administration. I spend my weekdays in the office with Dr. Charles and our Mozambican colleague Boniface, managing money, purchases, sales, documents, keys, schedules, visitors, inventory, books, registrations, and 100 other details to keep everything functioning smoothly. I especially enjoy personal interactions with the Mozambican church leaders, receiving them at conferences, distributing books provided by overseas patrons, and guiding their online theological studies. God has used Dr. Charles to plant a small but thriving church, Fellowship of Believers in Christ, where I serve by playing music, organizing evangelistic outreaches, and teaching women. When in-person worship was prohibited during the pandemic, neighborhood children joined me at home for audio services. Returning to corporate worship, even with masks and distancing, was a blessing. I often visit other churches, sometimes singing, presenting my testimony, or teaching women. Though they love to sing and dance, sadly, many Mozambican churches are mired in tradition and works-based salvation. Pray that the Holy Spirit uses Scripture to bring professing Christians to true repentance and faith in Christ's atonement for their sins. Even regenerate church leaders who try to follow the Bible face many obstacles and need your intercession. Bright Lights is a U.S.-based ministry to young ladies, which I've brought to Mozambique. First, by interpreting a two-day online conference for the ladies of our household, then by inviting 50 mothers and daughters to join us the second time. After 5 months of biweekly meetings in our neighborhood, in which I explained Hebrews 11 in Makua in order to develop my capacity to teach in that language, we invited another 50 for two back-to-back video-based conferences in 1 week. Those hours of oral translation from English into Portuguese are exhausting for me, so I rest during small group discussions led by gals I've trained. We've also taken these conferences to a nearby church and to a camp of Congolese refugees outside of town, and we're asking God to open more doors for young ladies to hear these messages on biblical purity. Missionary life brings privation, but one luxury I didn't have to leave behind was my Concert Grand pedal harp. It arrived in a container of hospital supplies without one string broken. It stands beside my bed where I practice it every morning before work. With help from locals in maintaining and moving the instrument, I've played at several events and given classical solo recitals for up to 130 guests in our front yard. I've taught piano and violin to missionaries' children and general music classes for our church's youth, and I work with two local men to translate hymns into Makua. Here's a video about a preschool I'm involved with.
Hello, I'm Boniface, director of PEP Children's Smile Preschool in Nampula, Mozambique.
Eu fico tão feliz em estar aqui no PEP porque aprendi muitas coisas. Porque Deus me trouxe a este lugar, eu sinto isso dentro do meu coração e agradeço muito a Deus por Ele ter me dado sempre forças de estar aqui no PEPI e trabalhar e servir para Ele.
Eu gosto de ensinar na escolinha porque sempre foi o meu sonho ensinar. Quando eu estou na sala de aula, eu me sinto bem e me sinto feliz com as crianças, porque elas me chamam titia, titia, titia.
I thank God for this preschool, because we started our lessons without anything. So we have some children we was teaching in bamboo, alpendre. Then now we are developing this place. And then now we have many children, some of them receive Jesus Christ, your salvation. And then we have received the many people in this area to grateful for this preschool, because have helped many children. So it's most important we continue to teach, and then to continue to organize this place, to involve the community, and then we all can understand how it is important for our community. So we thank you too much, our Lord, for everything He's doing in this center.
O centro gosta de trabalhar com crianças, brincando com elas, ensinando a palavra de Deus às crianças, ensinar o número 1, como se escreve.
Eu gosto muito de servir as crianças e servir também a comunidade da maneira como elas é.
Eu permaneço no PEP porque eu gosto de trabalhar pela comunidade. Eu senti um dom que eu devo trabalhar com as crianças, educar a criança.
We grateful for all everything our teachers have doing in this place.
E ela também da família insignificante, mas quando veio a comunidade Pepe e ele apresentou a mudança. Até agora está conosco na igreja.
Danilo é um menino, quando entrava primeiramente aqui, ele sempre chorava para ir à casa. Era um menino que não sossegava, sempre queria levantar, se agitar a sala. Mas ao longo do tempo, Deus já abençoou o menino, conseguia mesmo se concentrar, conseguia tudo que nós falássemos.
Murinane era um menino muito teimoso, muito complicado, chorava muito, mas orei a Deus, pedi a Deus para que ele poderia, né, mudar o coração dele e o comportamento dele. Mas ele foi o melhor aluno que eu já vi na minha vida.
Was the a time where we was very difficult in money and the food. So we received some friends from New Horizons, and they provide us some material like chicken, eggs, and then it was important to use for breakfast and the lunch. And then the time how we doesn't have any money, but God provide the money from anywhere. People doesn't we know, but they hear about our ministry, and then they provide money for helping our saint. Even when it came Hannah, she helped us to more much important different situation, even for organization in area of administrations of our center, and then organize some material for center. So things happen when we doesn't was waiting to receive anything. So this is the way how I glorify the God. And then even just now, sometimes I have think, no will be able to continue to work in this center. But always God have give us the more power, and then to continue to work in this center.
Era o muito cool amoro, nem para cá o ninua, o rapo o chuta, ensina na ué, nem para cá o na chuta pesete.
Tanto se por levar ir ver bebê, porque bebê ora pinha aí, ona tiquirino, enakhumali yanini anini anikala osweletu van inishikola veri veri vepe vewitampe ikaleke ohol we yashutikani I veri era viri haya wa mwaka moha I wa enieta ola akhande manaka kini wa okala ko hol kini kini shukurela
mashikin na ha diferente ni kalai a pese tan na suela poco a malia ale a e I o wana suela o ve que lan nan nan ve que la ya have ya have que la ya ni alia ke shima kan kan ya ve que ni ke tike le gen hale baraka mte ko porque he ni ana han ni shuta ikine ha suela
thank you god for everything he is doing for this preschool in Nampula, Mozambique.
I am like a mother to Afonso. His mother died shortly before I arrived, and our hearts were soon knit together. As he finished high school and taught in the preschool, we planned for the future he foresees in children's ministry. With my support, he's currently studying local development and international relations in college. Olga was seeking a role model, so 4 years ago she shyly asked me to be her godmother. After receiving wise counsel and her unbelieving family's permission, I accepted and began discipling her. With joy, I saw her grow in faith, be baptized, join the church, and flourish spiritually. She recently finished high school and began teaching in the preschool. Carlota had attended the church for 2 decades before my arrival without understanding the gospel, despite repeated attempts to explain it to her. I discipled her through the book of Genesis and was honored to witness her conversion in chapter 3. As her mud hut was disintegrating, friends of mine financed our construction of a concrete home for her. But then, to our dismay, her uncle evicted her from the property. I continued studying the Bible with her weekly in the home where she subsequently lived with relatives, but she was unhappy there, and within a few months, she died after a brief illness. I shared the gospel at her funeral. Through her death, God resolved my concern about Carlota's prolonged inability to take the Lord's Supper, as the church's leadership hadn't recognized evidence of her conversion and thus couldn't admit her to membership. I continued going to the same house every Tuesday, now to study the Bible with Carlota's niece, Filomena, whom I'd met while visiting Carlota. I grew close to her, her common-law husband, Nelson, and their baby, Paula. Sadly, after repeated illnesses, the baby, Paula, also died. And at her funeral, too, I proclaimed the gospel as I shared her parents' sorrow. They attributed both Carlota's and Paula's deaths to witchcraft by greedy relatives, which is common in Africa. The couple separated shortly afterwards, but I'm still a friend to both. God has brought many young people to me for mentoring and discipleship, and has used me to speak truth into the lives of countless others in varied situations. Passing encounters, as well as deep friendships, fill me with great joy in my calling as a missionary. God's greatest gift to me in Mozambique is my family. Boniface Mwahiroa, my administrative colleague at Grace Missions, director of the preschool, and pastor of the neighborhood church he planted, is the head of our household. He's never happier than when he's with his beloved wife, Stephanie. They have welcomed me into the depths of their hearts, providing the emotional support I need to thrive on the mission field. Just a month older than I, Stephanie is the dearest friend I've ever known. She's strong enough to keep me under control, incredibly humble to learn anything practical or spiritual from me, and miraculously cheerful through the annoying idiosyncrasies of this foreign woman inside her family. Boniface and Stephanie have two daughters. 18-year-old Darcy is studying civil engineering, and 14-year-old Leah is in 10th grade. His 24-year-old nephew, Matthew, who is studying architecture, and her 11-year-old nephew, Blaine, who is in 6th grade, round out our 7-member family. Our home is filled with joy, love, and peace. Blaine is my special charge, having captured my heart about the same time as his misbehavior inclined Stephanie to return him to his birth mom, her sister, who'd had even less success in controlling him than she and Bonnie. They all accepted my offer to be Blaine's godmom, and they support me in dealing with his disobedience, lying, and stealing. Through plenty of discipline, hugs, love, chores, consequences, and training, I'm not sure who's grown more, he or I, but it is a precious journey for which I covet your prayers. We live on a beautiful property outside the city. In contrast to our neighbor's thatch-roofed mud huts, our 4-bedroom concrete block home has electricity and indoor plumbing. Besides Boniface's motorcycle, God has blessed us with a 96 Isuzu Bighorn, which unfortunately spends more time in the shop than on the road. We're asking God to provide a newer vehicle to reliably take our family and ministry associates on trips. I've learned various aspects of African-style housekeeping, but also brought Western innovations to make our chores easier. Though the family enjoys the novel meals I occasionally make on weekends, our normal diet consists of typical Mozambican food: chicken, fish, beef, or beans, over rice, pasta, or a thick corn flour porridge with sides of salad, boiled greens, tomato sauce, or fried potatoes. We enjoy decorating for holidays, parties, and our famous Mwahidoa family restaurant. In 2020, when schools were closed due to the pandemic, I homeschooled the family after my workday ended at 4 p.m. I helped the children memorize from the Bible, which inspired the rest of the family to do the same. Family worship after dinner is a highlight of our day. In December, we give a party for our co-workers at Grace Missions. God has brought some, including Alberto, to faith in Christ through their employment. We throw an annual popcorn party for my church with games for the children, and at Christmas we distribute food to needy elderly widows. In my spare time, I enjoy sewing African-style clothes for myself. I socialize with other missionaries, and one of them teaches me Taekwondo. And I swim laps in our strategically shaped hospital reservoir. In a few weeks, I'll be heading back home to my beloved Mozambique. Pray that I would be faithful to fulfill the calling God has given me there, that He would sanctify me and keep me from temptation, and that I would be a living example of the gospel to all around me. Pray for God's continued material and spiritual provision for Grace Missions, the preschool, and our family. Ask God to pray for protection from accidents, illnesses, thieves, corruption, and terrorism. Ask God to pour out His Spirit in Nampula and to fill Mozambique with strong, biblical churches, because He truly is able to do exceeding abundantly beyond all that we can ask or imagine. And with that, I would love to answer your questions. Yes, sir.
I understand that there's a very strong Muslim movement, and it's been very violent up